Anson Curtis, Tallahassee, Florida, 32301. They're locking up a lot of people, and they happen to be mostly black. I don't know if that's still going on, a black and white thing, but I've been in there. There's a lot of black people in there, man.
The minimum wage is so low that I don't understand how people are able to survive when the cost of living is so high. Kelly Reed, I live in Lutz, Florida.
Simple job creation. It doesn't have to be fancy. Robert Schutt from Tampa. I'm a retired engineer. Things I'd like to see are the simple things like the infrastructure, fix the roads, get the traffic lights working right, water system, things like that have been deteriorated over the years, the bridges.
Sherry Thompson. I live in Tallahassee. My brother and sister-in-law live in a very depressed area around Cape Kennedy. The prospects for them getting employment in that area with the death of the space program, there is nothing moving into that area to take up the slack.
My name is John Stewart. I live in Miami, Florida now, and I'm a chef. I think the state has greatly improved with the buildings. There's more shopping, more boutiques. The roads seem like they've gotten a little bit better. The construction seems like it's progressing very fast. And, you know, ultimately it'll bring more people, more tourism, and really help us all out as Floridians.
Hi, I'm Liz Morgan. I own Liz Morgan PR Public Relations in Jacksonville, Florida. And I would really like to see the state bring back more film incentive to bring film production back to our state. At one time, we were like the third state in the country with production and movies and TV shows, and has great economic impact.
I'm Dale Stout. I live here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a realtor as well as own a food truck and in the process of trying to open a restaurant. If we could be able to get some funding to create new business concepts, it'd be nice to be able to see if we get some growth from that.
My name is Jennifer Linus, and I'm a hairstylist, and I think it's of utmost importance that we have affordable health care for everyone, especially in my field, because when you're an entrepreneur, you just can't afford to get insurance that covers yourself.
My name is David Johnson. I'm employed here at Panera Bread, and I think that medical marijuana should be on the bill for a lot of things. Like, my partner has a lot of back surgeries, so like he can't really do another one. So like that helps him out.
What is working in Florida is we still have inexpensive to quality education, higher education, for an inexpensive price. Andrew Jones, professor of mathematics, Florida A&M University. I live in Tallahassee.
Hi, I'm Julian Valme. I'm a dancer originally from Miami, Florida, but moved to Tampa to pursue a degree. I know this is a big issue nationally, but I believe that the gay rights movement isn't as powerful in the state right now, and not just gay marriage, but all human rights. There are many cities and many counties that still have the right to fire a person due to their sexual orientation.
My name is Betsy Skip from Miami, Florida. As a guardian ad litem, I have had firsthand experience with the Department of Children and Families, the courts, and the children I advocate for. The status of protecting all children in Florida is in a state of total chaos, from the number of children's deaths to the lack of education and even of empathy. If we aspire to the notion that the children are our future, then we need to value the dignity and worth of all of our children.